West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. Well, we are not expecting to see the heavy winds or the amount of precipitation currently associated with Hurricane Sally when it does veer east and turn towards Georgia this week. However, weather officials have predicted that our listening area could see anywhere between 2 and 8 inches of rain by Saturday.
The heaviest rain will begin moving in later this evening into tonight and continue through tomorrow during the daytime period. So we're looking at rainfall totals in your area ranging from anywhere from 2 to about 5 inches or so, with the majority of that falling tonight and tomorrow during the day.
Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Peachtree City, Vaughn Smith, telling me that most of the wind currently associated with Sally will subside before it does reach West Georgia.
Winds aren't that bad, really. Looking at anywhere from about 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe seeing some gusts upwards of maybe 25 miles an hour. But this is not going to be a real big wind maker. This is really definitely a rain maker.
And keep your radio tuned to this Gratiot Communications radio station for updates throughout the day. The Carroll County School District this week predicting that for the third year in a row, the district as a whole graduated above 90% in the spring of 2020. Data has not yet been confirmed by the state, but Carroll County Schools Director of Secondary Education and Assessment Travis Thomas believes the district as a whole graduated 94% this past school year. Individual school data has not yet been released, but Thomas did say each school in the district did graduate at 90% or higher last year. That's the second consecutive year the Carroll County Schools District can make that claim, according to Thomas. Also on Monday, the school district reporting that 14,981 students are enrolled in a Carroll County school at this point. That number is 5 students shy of last year's number at this time. 2,904 of the student population is currently taking advantage of the virtual learning option, which is 19.3% of students. Superintendent Scott Cowart pointing out that 446 students who had initially signed up for the virtual learning option have returned to face-to-face learning. The City of Carrollton will allow a commercial property owner a special use permit for opening a food truck court in the parking lot of an existing shaved ice business located at 401 Bankhead Highway, but only allow for a single food truck at a time, so it's not really a food court. But the approval does allow for a different food truck to be set up daily as long as it is removed nightly. In allowing for one food truck at a time, city officials expressed concern over parking and causing additional traffic backup on Bankhead. The city will revisit the special use permit on an annual basis. Well, since the COVID-19 pandemic began back in March, the Community Christian Council in Harrelson County has served more than 20,000 people and delivered more than 250,000 pounds of food to those in need. And the need is not letting up, says food pantry manager Roger Anderson.
We're partnering with Synovus Bank and Action Ministries to purchase the starter box that we provide for our clients every week. And what that is it's a box of staple groceries that we get from Action Ministries. And for $5, we're actually purchasing more than $25 worth of groceries. So your money goes a long way. So if your $5 is really feeding a family for a week.
Anderson was a guest of the WLBB Community Voice program earlier this week.
We have this fundraiser going on between now and October 2nd, and we're asking for you to think about giving $5 or more to help us feed the hungry in Harrelson County. And we really do need your help now more than ever. The numbers are big, and honestly, I mean, we don't really see any end in sight for this. We don't see it slowing down. We don't see the need changing. Go to any Synovus branch in Tallapoosa or Bremen, and if you donate there to the Feed the Hungry Box program, 100% of that money goes directly to the CCC to help us feed the hungry in our county.
The complete Community Voice interview with representatives from the Community Christian Council is now archived in the podcast section of the Newstalk1330.com website and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. Carrollton City Schools teachers are now awaiting the final word whether they have been awarded classroom grants this year from the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation. While a community campaign to garner other support for the foundation wraps up at the end of this week, the foundation awarded its first grants to teachers back in 1994, totaling $2,000 district-wide, but now thousands more are awarded each year thanks to the support of the teachers themselves through the Employee Giving Program. Executive Director of the Foundation, Lori Flex, said more than half of teachers participate in the program, which this year plans to award $23,000 in grants. Flex said families can support the campaign by enrolling to give a monthly recurring donation for as little as $10 per month through the Community Foundation of West Georgia. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.